You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
We are joined by Vida Fernandez. She's actually the founder of Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. Hi, Vida. Kamusta?
Hi, mabuti. Kumusta?
Alam ko, you're very busy.
Yes, we've been busy running for the last few months, actually. Yes, since we've started organizing the Pasko Festival.
I've actually talked with Mr. Alric Boseco a while ago, and he was telling me that it's really important that, you know, the youth involvement is present in this kind of festival. So what do you think about that?
Yes, that's true. Actually, I encourage every youth to join, especially in our group, the Association of Pinoy Students in Australia. So basically, this group is like a team of international students. So what we do, like, there are some allocated to like give food for the performers, some like help in the bump in and to put banners.
How long has it been yung APSIC?
APSA has been established since 2014. So basically it will be our fourth year. Yes.
And how do you, parang paano magkakaroon ng chance yung mga interested international students to be part of APSA?
Okay, APSA is actually online. So basically, we have an APSA page. They just be a member. Actually, they just like the page and then to become a member. So there's no fee involved. So what we do actually, we have some like sports fest or get together among international students, yeah, para hindi sila nalulungkot. And of course, most of them kasi they don't have any families in Australia. So at least, like, say for example, this upcoming Christmas, we will have some events, sports fest. They do have like basketball or volleyball. And then we also get the chance to get involved to other other community organizations like PhiloMade.
So the purpose of it is like parang magkaroon ng support system yung mga international students.
Yes, that's exactly correct.
So, paano mo sila tinatawag? For example, in this event like this, paano mo sila kinagather?
Actually, Facebook. Through Facebook. So, we post like we need volunteers and most of them, especially those who don't have any work or are available during the day, then full naman yung support nila and they express interest and they send us messages. So basically at this point, even our point of contact is Facebook. Even like come on guys, let's meet up backstage or we're gonna do this sort of duty ganon. So through Facebook we have a group chat. So basically to my team, I would like to thank them all with all my heart, because apparently we may be working behind the scene, but basically we are the bloodline of the event. So yeah, I'm proud of my team.
Nakita ko how they respect you and they how they follow you. So paano ka ba mamuno sa kanila?
Actually, I treat them as a family kasi syempre wala silang karamihan, walang pamilya dito. So they call me ate, tita, parang mga anak-anak ko na yan. So yeah, I'm happy that they listen. Yeah, so, and also if there's any concern or problems, then straight away they let me know, so at least we could resolve. Yes.
Pero it never been like a burden for you naman, kasi ang daming ditong international students nito at mabibigat talaga yung mga problema na kinakaharap nila, di ba? So kamusta ka?
Yes, that's true. Pero since nasa Philippines pa kasi ako, I've been involved to like Sangguniang Kabataan and leadership and also leadership empowerment, youth empowerment. So yeah, in a way, talagang especially you're working at the same time, giving some time with the youth and giving some time with the like community activities. Pero time management din talaga. Sometimes like you have to go home. Like during our last meeting, natapos ng organization. organizing committee sa Philippine Consulate Office. Almost 10 o'clock na natapos, and then pagdating mo doon, your son has an assignment waiting, and although sometimes talagang ano, pero at the end of the day, syempre ang iniisip mo yung passion to passion for public service.
Few years from now, ikaw na rin yung mamumuno ng mga festival na ito. Ano ang nakikita mo o ano yung dinidream mo sa magiging festival ng mga Pinoy in the future?
Yeah, actually, it would be good talaga na maintain pa rin natin ito. But I actually encourage involvement of those younger generations then, kasi although of course we respect our yung current na mga ano natin, leaders natin sa community, but involvement of the youth can have more ano eh, we take them as mentor yung mga current na ano, pero yung mga youth meron silang mga fresh ideas which we could incorporate and may encourage more of the ano, especially yung mga bagong dating na ano lang, say nasa a group age na in between 30 to 40 ganon. So yes, I encourage more involvement of the youth sa mga events and activities like this.
And last question, where do you see APSA a few years from now?
We are actually intending to be an affiliate of the Philippine Community Council of New South Wales, and after which maybe one of our leaders someday will represent the PCC or be one of the like organizing committee of events like this.
Well, I want to congratulate you for doing a good job today, and to all your volunteers, great job, Vida.
Thank you so much.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.